Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. And this week, we're talking about how we are transformed, how followers of Jesus are meant to be people who have changed, who are different from the way they were before. We're going to look at a passage in the Bible, one written by Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, one of the early Christian leaders who established churches around the Mediterranean and then continued to write to those churches after he left, to continue to nurture them and help them grow and make decisions. This is from one of those letters, to the Colossians, so to the church in a city called Colossae.
If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
Well, there are several ways Paul wants to get his point across, and it starts with some resurrection language. It's all based on this premise: if then we have been raised with Christ. That is one of the great promises of the gospel, of the good news of Jesus, is that he died and didn't stay dead, but rose again from the dead. And that means death's power is destroyed. It can't hold anyone down who decides to follow Jesus through life and into death. And so, if Christ has truly been raised from the dead, if then we can be raised from the dead, this means a world of difference. Not just to what happens at death or after death, but what happens through life. We can have a different outlook on the whole of eternity because of what Christ has done and Christ has promised us, resurrection from the dead. He's saying to people, you don't have to wait until you die for this change to happen, this transformation that comes from following Jesus. Christ has already been raised from the dead. He has already raised you from the dead. Maybe you haven't physically died yet, but the spiritual power of death is broken. Death will not hold you down if you decide to follow Jesus through death and into life. If you submit to him and decide to follow him with all that you have and all that you are. He uses the language of walking almost. He says, you know, get going. If you have already been raised, if you've already decided to follow Jesus and turn around in life, then get going. Start walking in the direction of God's face. Turn towards God. Seek God. Turn your face towards God. Face him. Turn around and start to move towards him rather than away from him. No matter what you did in the past in life. He's saying turn around, which is another way of saying repent, and now seek first the things of God. He wants you to focus on the things of God. And he uses the interesting imagery of being hidden in Christ. He's saying people should look at our lives and see Christ. It doesn't mean that we completely disappear, but rather that when people see us, they see Christ. We are clothed in Christ, or we are hidden and covered by Christ. Wants our life transformation to be so complete that we look more and more like Jesus every day. Now, all these images help us to see the transformation that follows somebody deciding to follow Jesus. It is sometimes and often a one moment in history that people can pinpoint and say, that's when I decided to follow Jesus, but that's only the beginning. Maybe not. It's actually part of a process where God has been working on us, transforming us from the inside out through his Holy Spirit to that point of conversion, and then beyond. He continues to transform us with the rest of our lives. Now, we're going to see tomorrow some even stronger imagery that Paul uses in this passage immediately following what we read today, where he talks about putting the old life to death. It's pretty powerful language, but it's that important. It's that decisive of a decision that needs to be made in somebody's life, to turn away from the old and move towards the new. It doesn't mean that we'll be perfect. It doesn't mean that we can't make mistakes, but it does mean that this is important. It has eternal significance. And this is all why, immediately after that passage that we just read, Paul lists a bunch of examples of ways people's lives change after following Jesus. Before we get to that list, I want you to think a little bit about what those might be. How do people change, or how are they meant to change, by following Jesus? You'll recognize some of the stuff we read tomorrow from our last few weeks. This whole series has been about this, and this passage will neatly summarize that. So if you're stuck, think back on the last few weeks and what we've learned. So there's your question for today. What do you think looks different about a Christian life, or should look different about a Christian life? Have a great discussion. I hope you'll join with some friends, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else you know, to discuss what you've been learning. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.